Welcome to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast, where we discuss scripture from the Bible. We pray that this will inspire and encourage you in your walk with God. Let's take a listen to episode 12.
John 20, verse 1. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb and we don't know where they've put him." Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Bam.
Amazing. Best day ever.
It is the best day ever.
Best day ever. Can't talk about victory and not talk about this day.
No, exactly. Could you imagine being them? Like, oh. First of all, the girls going there, they meet the angel as well, and he's not here. What are you looking for, this guy who's alive amongst the dead? I mean, it's just unbelievable to think what this would do. Even though Jesus has been telling them, "I got to go away. I'm going to send you someone like just like me, the comforter. You know, I got to die this gruesome death." You got Peter saying, "Oh, no, don't do that." And then, "No, get behind me, Satan." You know, Jesus is trying to prepare them for this, and yet it's not registering. Mm. And then they're in the midst of the most incredible day. I am so blessed by this kind of thing. But I'm also so blessed to see the humanity within these disciples to go, what? Because that's sometimes what happens in our lives. Like, what do you mean, God? What do you mean Jesus is alive? We saw him. He was in the tomb. We saw him on the cross. We saw all these things. Human logic, reasoning, digesting it all in the parameters of this world that we live in, what they've always experienced. People die, they get buried, and that's the end, you know. Like, he's just breaking all of these paradigms. He's just smashing what we know as a human existence.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. So inspiring.
It's the victory. It's the ultimate victory. Jesus overcame death and the grave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get to experience every victory that we have is because of that victory.
Yeah.
And it's in that victory and from that victory. And like this, this just set the parameters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus rose again. We, you know, our expectation of all of this is that we serve a victorious Savior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's like, that sets the tone of our praise. It sets the tone of our prayer life. It sets the tone of your expectation for the day. Jesus won, so now I can win. Jesus was ultimately, comprehensively victorious.
Yes.
And what an amazing celebration. What an amazing thing that they got to experience it firsthand.
Crazy.
Can't believe it.
And even on this most monumental day of victory, he still had time to clean his room.
I feel that.
Folded his clothes.
Fold his clothes.
That's a word for someone.
The ultimate victory.
Clean. It's part of victory.
First things first.
First things first. No, I think, you know, you think about the cross and the grave. The cross, what an incredible sacrifice.
Mm.
But the empty grave, that there is a symbol of the greatest victory. That surely the most powerful thing in this entire world is death. It's the it's permanent. Permanent separation.
Yes.
And the consequence of sin meant it was not just permanent separation from this world, but from God. Mm-hmm. And so if Jesus has won the victory over death, he paid the price for it, but then he beat it. He conquered it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He dominated it. Mm-hmm. I love that scripture says he humiliated the enemy through what he did over that weekend.
Yes.
And you know, because of that victory, we get access to the heavenlies. We're seated with him in heavenly places.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, the Bible says in Philippians 2, because of what he did over those few days, that God gave him the name above all other names, that we get to pray in that name.
Yep.
Yeah.
And praise God.
And then Romans 8:11, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us.
Yeah.
So you think about how did Jesus, naturally speaking, it's like he didn't raise himself from the dead. I know he's God, but it's the spirit of God that overcame death, and that same spirit overcame death in us as well. And we experience, we walk in that newness of life. We walk in that resurrection life. We have victory as Planet Shakers ultimately because of this.
Yeah, so good. I remember going to that garden when we were in Israel and, you know, you know, where is the actual tomb? I don't care. But we were there, and just to walk into a tomb of that era and it's just clean, clear, like that was such an incredible experience just to see that with your own eyes. Like, yeah, there's no dead body here.
He's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah.
He has risen from this place. And this is what I really feel. You know, if we could, as a group of people, if we could, as Planet Shakers, really grab hold of the resurrection from the dead.
Yeah.
Nothing is dead. Yeah. No dream is dead. No body is dead. you know, your future isn't dead. Your marriage isn't dead. Nothing is dead because there is the resurrection and the life in Jesus.
Thanks for listening to our 21-day Overwhelming Victory podcast. We pray it inspired and blessed you. Tune in tomorrow for the next episode.